Also, we have the great privilege this Shabbos of reading the double parshios of Tazria and Mitzora. And it is the topic of the Mitzora which occupies a central role in these parshios. The individual stricken with tzaras, which we loosely translate as leprosy. But of course, you know, tzaras is not simply a physical malady. Rather, it is a physical manifestation of a spiritual illness. A person is in a state of disrepair. The Gemara identifies this disrepair as primarily being the sin of Lashon Hara, slander. Person speaks negatively about another and is stricken with tzaras. As a result of this tzaras, he is removed from the community. He's removed from his family. The Gemara understands this to be mida keneged mida, a reciprocal punishment. Through his slanderous speech, he created a divide between one person and another, and therefore he is divided and separated from the rest of the community. Furthermore, this isolation gives him the opportunity to think about and to reflect on what he's done, and more importantly, why he's done it. It's an opportunity to take stock of his life, an opportunity to contemplate, an opportunity to think about who he has become, but more importantly, who he wants to become. So the Mishnah Meseches Negoim says something amazing. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha-negoim adam roa." So one of the interesting parts about tzaras is that a lesion could only be officially declared as tzaras if inspected by a kohen. Kohen has to look at it, and the kohen has to be able to go ahead and make the declaration that this indeed is tzaras. An individual, even if a person is very proficient in the laws of tzaras, if I am not a kohen, I cannot paskin. I cannot render a decision about the particular lesion. So the Mishnah Meseches Negoim, this is in the second chapter of Meseches Negoim, writes, "Kol ha-negoim adam roeh, chutz minigei atzmo." So let's say a person is a kohen, and he is afflicted with tzaras, or he has some type of lesion on his skin. So let's say the kohen happens to be very well versed in the law of tzaras, sees paskening for everyone around him. The halacha is that you are permitted to go ahead and examine the goyim. You're permitted to go ahead and literally pass judgment on a nega, on an affliction, on a lesion. Chutz minigei atzmo. But ultimately, again, you cannot go ahead and paskin regarding your own tzaras lesion. So halacha in the Mishnah, no matter how well versed the kohen is, no matter how smart he may be, no matter how well trained he may be, no matter how many negoim he has ruled on in the past, kol ha-negoim adam roeh chutz menige atzmo. A person is permitted, a kohen is permitted to look at all lesions, but not his own. He cannot paskin on his own tzaras. So the Svarim, Hasidic literature, is filled with incredible lessons that are to be gleaned from this simple yet dramatic statement and in the Mishnah. And I'll share with you three short lessons. Lesson number one, the two of them come from the Baal Shem Tov, one of them comes from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the Baal Shem Tov says, lesson number one, "Kol ha-negoim adam roeh chutz minigei atzmo," on a simple level means that a person is often able to see all the imperfections. Person could see all the imperfections in the world. Person could see all the imperfections in a situation. A person could see all the imperfections in the other. Chutz minigei atzmo. Sometimes the one set of imperfections that we are unable to see are the imperfections that we possess ourselves. Sometimes, again, I see everyone else's imperfections, but I am blinded to my own faults, and I am blinded to my own frailties and to my own failures. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha-negoim adam roeh." People sometimes have an uncanny ability to see that which is broken and that which is imperfect in everyone and in everything else. But when it comes to myself, for some reason, I can't see the glaring deficiencies. I can't see the glaring inconsistencies. I can't see the things that so clearly need to be addressed and need to be fixed. Lesson number one says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is perhaps to spend a little less time focusing on the negoim, on that which is broken and in a state of disrepair in others and in the world, and spend a bit more time introspecting, contemplating, and trying to figure out what is broken within me in an effort to try to repair it. The second lesson. The Mishnah says, the Baal Shem Tov says, "Kol ha-negoim adam roeh chutz." He puts the punctuation a little bit of a different place. Any nega, any deficiencies, or any nega, imperfections that a person sees, chutz. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, sometimes we look at another person and we see their deficiencies,
and we see that which is broken. But it's important to recognize that whatever you see in the other, whatever negativity you see in the other, it is only chutz. It is only on the outside. Kol hanegoim adam roeh chutz. When you see something negative or something terrible in the other, it's only external. Because deep down, when you penetrate the surfaces, every Jew is so holy. Every Jew is so beautiful. Every Jew contains so much beautiful spirituality. Sometimes we don't present in the best way. Sometimes on the external part of us, we seem gruff. Sometimes we look unholy. Sometimes we seem to be devoid of spirituality. But says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Kol HaNegoim Adam Roeh, whatever negoim, whatever terrible things you might see in another, just understand, chutz. Just understand that that's only on the outside. But delve a little bit deeper, and you'll find a beautiful and heilig Jew. And the last and third lesson of the Adli Lubavitcher Rebbe, he says something so beautiful. He says, Kol HaNegoim Adam Roeh Chutz Minigi Atzmo, he understands it to mean as follows. Kol Nega Umum Ruchani, Sha'adam Roeh Chutz Eitzel Zulaso. Every single thing, every inconsistency and every negativity that I see on the outside of another individual, in other words, every single time I perceive something negative within someone else, I love Lada'as She'in Zeh Ela Minigi Atzmo. It's important for a person to realize that the negativity that I see and perceive in the other very often is a reflection of my own negativities, my own inconsistencies, and my own shortcomings. Huroa Osam Bechavero. Sometimes I see the negativity in my friend, Mechivan Shu Atzmo Lokoi B'mumim Shalo, because I myself am afflicted with those same lesions, with those same life lesions. Ubitar Sabah Shandiv Yadua, Kesha Adam Roa Rabbi Zulaso, Hare Uchacha Shemein Osara Nim Sabo Atzmo. And he calls you from the Bashandav HaKadosh, who says, Bashandav was often wont to say that when a person sees something negative in another Jew, that is often an indication that same negativity that he perceives in the other is in fact his own personal shortcoming or failure. In other words, lesson number 3, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is called Kol Negoim Adam Roeh Chutz, anything that you see in the other, Minigi Atzmo, sometimes is a reflection of my own failures, my own frailties, and my own life lesions. In other words, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, sometimes we project our own life failures and lesions onto the other. Because at the end of the day, we all live with imperfections. And some of us live with some pretty intense imperfections that are difficult to correct. And so instead of correcting them, we just simply project them onto the other. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe something so amazing. If I see something negative in another person, or I see something negative in the world, perhaps the first place to start is not to figure out how to fix someone else, but to say to myself, if I'm seeing all of this negativity, perhaps it's mirroring the negativity that I possess within. If I only see the bad, if I only see that which is broken in everyone and everything, then perhaps, again, it is time for me to introspect, and it is time to think about, why is this my disposition? What's broken inside of me that I only see that which is dark in everyone else? Where is the disconnect inside of me that I'm only seeing that which is imperfect in the world and in people? Sometimes when we see the bad in others, it's a reflection or it's an indication that we need to address the disrepair that exists within. And so from this little simple Mishnah in Meseches Negoim, ultimately again we learn 3 profound lessons. Kol HaNegoim Adam Roeh Chutz Minigi Atzmo. Lesson number 1 is that sometimes we see everything that is in a state of disrepair except ourselves. Sometimes we see everything that's wrong with everyone else and everything else except which is wrong with us. Lesson number two, Kol HaNegoim Adam Roeh Bechutz. When you see inconsistencies or negativity in others, look a little bit deeper, and you'll recognize that often those inconsistencies and those impurities only exist on the surface. But delve a little bit deeper, and inevitably, you'll find something beautiful, something wonderful, and something special in every single Jew.
And lastly, says Lubavitch Rebbe, really building on the first idea of the Baal Shem Tov, Kalanegaim Adam Roechutz, whenever you see negativity on the surface of someone or something else, Menige Atzmo, sometimes the world is our mirror. Other people are our mirror. And when I see negativity in others, or I see negativity or impurity in the world, perhaps that's mirroring my own negativity and my own impurities. And as such, when I see the lack of holiness in someone or something else, it's a wake-up call to introspect, and it's a wake-up call to try to figure out how can I make myself stronger. You know, my friends, sometimes we spend our lives trying to figure out how to change everyone else and how to change the world, when in fact, the greatest life accomplishment is to try to figure out how to change ourselves. May we be zochem Yiratz Hashem to learn these lessons of the Mitzvah, to learn these lessons of Tzaraas. May we be privileged to learn the lessons of impurity and in Yiratz Hashem internalize them and build a life of beautiful and sustained purity. Wishing everyone a beautiful and restful Shabbos.